Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Form Zen Fighting Champion John Chow, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, protecting the history, one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
Aren't you born?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, sir. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Ben, and we're just waiting for Professor Gary Lee to get on.
And Dr. Lee.
I think
I hear
him
back
here,
there.
Sir. Yes, I'm here, sir.
Hello.
Good. Okay, I love live radio. Hunky Bowen, how are you, sir?
Hey, better and better, sir. Better and better. Been asking a lot of telephone calls for you. Better
yes,
and better.
We got a lot of people on tonight. But first of all, tell people what's going on with Hunky Jesse Bowen and talk about our book and our debut October 1st. I got a lot of people are excited. So go ahead, sir. Tell them a little bit about what you're doing. God bless you.
Well, sir, you know, it's really very exciting, the 21st century technology and all the things that we can actually do through technology. And, you know, we have the book coming up, the History General book. And, you know, this is really great because the more we're doing, the closer we get, the more and more opportunities open up. And, you know, our whole thing is from the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation is to be able to support the Sport Karate Museum just like we do with the radio and help it bring it into the sense of reality that martial artists can have that pride. So, you know, we've got the book coming out. My team decided last week we're going to go ahead and produce a magazine, which will be the Sport Karate Museum magazine, which will now give over the next 12 months to people that are in the book. We'll also have a chance to be featured in the magazine. You'll have that opportunity to be able to feature a lot of the things that you've collected as a part of the magazine. It's going to be interactive, so we can create videos, and people can click a button. They can go to a particular video that may be talking about some of the, you know, archived things you have in the museum. So we're constantly looking every day at how to bring it, you know, instead of having just a storefront type of building, that we bring it to the internet so that the museum now becomes available and open to the world for the world to be able to learn the history of sport karate, but who are the present and the future players. So we have that, and, you know, we kicked off. Vegas is coming up in about 65 days. We're honoring Ernie Reyes and that project in Vegas. We've just added on a book expo, so we're going to be doing our first book expo. We're looking for about 100 authors that will be showing up that will be a part of the Action on Film Festival. So, you know, we're staying super busy, but, hey, we're having fun. You know, we're learning and exploring things and creating things that, you know, that no one's ever done before. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, it's more than exciting, and I want to say thank you. And officially on the air, I want to say that the Sport Karate Museum has nominated Jesse Bowen to be in the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Now, I know you probably belong to some Hall of Fame, but to have the United States in the beginning of something is very powerful. And John Kerry, the president, I talked to him, and we nominated you, the museum, Jesse Bowen, to be inducted. So God bless you, Jesse, for what you've done and what you're doing. And just call John Kerry. You met him at the event a couple weeks ago, but he's expecting a call from you if you've not already talked to him. But we've nominated you, the Sport Karate Museum and the History Journal, to be inducted, buddy. So you'll be part of that. I think it's in July. I think it's before your event. When is the event in Vegas exactly?
We actually now have a week-long event, so it starts the 25th and goes to the 31st.
Okay, make sure you call John tomorrow so there's not a difference in classes. But nonetheless, Auntie Bowen, God bless you and congratulations. So thank you for everything.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Museum. No, thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Auntie Jesse Bowen, and he was just nominated into the United States Marshals Hall of Fame from the Museum and the History Generals. And congratulations to him. And he's been my producer now for 7 years, and having a golly bum a magazine and the debut October 1st of Dr. Ted Gambardella's roast, it's so exciting. And also we're going to do the ring debut, but I'm excited about tonight. I've got an incredible show, and I'm going to start off by introducing my co-host, Dean. Dean Piles, quit knocking people out. Where you at?
I'm right here.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing good.
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of things tonight. I'm introducing the six tonight, and also we got 3 minutes with the Wolverine, so don't go too far. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Dean Piles, and he is a world champion in sport karate, my co-host from the very beginning. And also, he's working on a new movie, a new SAG movie called The Coward. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So, Dean, don't go nowhere too far.
Yeah,
too far,
I'm not.
Okay?
I'm not.
Okay.
Yes.
My other co-host, I put up with him, and I love him to death, my Yankee cracker buddy, A.J. Perry. Where you at?
Professor Lee, how are you?
Hey, A.J., how you doing, honey? Good to hear
doing
from
good.
You. How's it up there in Ohio?
It's weather. It's beautiful
sir?
Today. It's like 90 degrees.
Oh, is it?
It's like 90,
cool.
90
well, yeah,
degrees
tonight,
today.
Well, tonight I'm excited, A.J. I get introduced to the six, and I'm excited about that, but I've got an incredible show, which I introduced to you a couple of months ago in November with setbr.app. So I want to make sure my guests are on here. Dr. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Good evening. How are you
how
doing today?
Marie and Rick? How about Marie and Rick and Vince? Are they there?
We're
Mr. Shannon, Mr.
Hi,
yes, Marie. Yes.
Hi, Marie. How about Vince
Hi.
And Day? Are they there?
Yep.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I know it's live radio. Don't get too excited. But before I bring you guys on and introduce you guys, I've got someone very special, and I want to make sure he's on the air. J-Dog, are you there?
Yes, I'm on here.
Hey,
how's it
Jason,
going?
Jason, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. Great, great, great.
Now, this coming weekend, we got a big event in Houston, and it's been around a long time, and it was actually brought about because we lost the young man that we named the tournament after, Jamal. Now, tell me about your event that's coming up this weekend at the Doubletree.
Okay, yeah. It's a little bit of a different type of tournament. We still have the traditional, everything that's going on. We all started it with one of our buddies, like you said, had passed away, unfortunately, in a timely, untimely death. And we wanted to, you know, give back in his name in some kind of way. And so myself and Donnie Pewe, we decided that we wanted to throw a tournament. And so it kind of went along with the theme. You know, we wanted to name it Jamal. And we was like, okay, well, let's just break that up. And we named it Jamal. So it's Jamal Nationals, and it's kind of a mixture where, you know, you have some tournaments where it's really strictly traditional and it's really quiet, but we wanted to put, like, a different type of flair in there where we have a DJ mixing the whole time while the tournament is going on. Never a dull moment at the event, and you guys know how long tournaments can go on, but full excitement. You know, you have the katas, you have the tricks with the creative katas, you have the point sparring, you have stick fighting now, we have sport MMA going on as well, so they can do leg kicks, they can do it's like continuous sparring with leg kicks, and they can take you down too. So, and then you have your jiu-jitsu. So it's a newer thing of what everybody is doing, and we're kind of mixing in some of the older with the newer. And it makes it pretty fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well,
this is the biggest
Jason,
tournament that we've had probably in the last year.
I want to interrupt a minute because I want to brag about you a little bit. Now, you come from Cecil Peoples, one of the great kickboxers who came under Bill Rozocki, one of my best friends. Now, Jason, you've got your own reputation. You've been on some of the top major teams in the, you know, in fact, my old team, Sherman Oak Raiders. But you're a great fighter, NBO world champion, and you recently, you know, competed in Cotter Wars, which we were in front of like 37 countries. But the thing I really want to brag about you is that my son, I raised my son, of course, and put him everywhere, and he went everywhere with me. But I could only teach him so much. And I remember giving him to Wade Jenkins and Chuck Norris, and then I gave him to you. And you raised him into being a great, not a good point fighter, but a great point fighter. And you guys traveled, and you're going to do something very special for him this coming weekend. And I'm very blessed with that, and I give my total blessing to it. Can you share with my listeners what you're doing for my son this weekend?
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, you know, we have the event, which is going to be amazing as well. So it's just going to be a whole day of just nonstop karate. And then afterwards, at around 6 o'clock after the event is over, we're not going to have a full nighttime finals or anything, but we're going to do a ceremony. So we're going to have a traditional ceremony. Yes, my instructor, Cecil Peoples, is coming down here from Los Angeles. So he'll be in Houston at the karate tournament. And I will be getting my 7th degree black belt, which is a pretty big milestone for myself. Yeah, because we change belts in Kempo. We get a black and red patch belt, which is kind of cool as well in Kempo. And Garrett will be getting his 4th degree in Hawaiian Kempo as well. So in our branch of Kempo. I know he's a black belt under you as well. So we just want to make it official. And we have a few other students that are going to be getting their black belts and 3rd degrees and 4th degrees. So it's going to be a pretty amazing event where people are going to get promoted. We're going to have people coming up. It's like our reunion. So, and again, like I said, this is because of the pandemic and everything, this is the biggest tournament that has been in the state of Texas probably for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
So we already have like 400 competitors like already signed up. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're not even there yet.
I've supported the Jamal Nationals from the very beginning where you had it in that little gym, remember?
Yes.
You've grown into a 5-star hotel, like, you know, what we've done with the Cotter Wars. I'm so proud of you, Jason.
Yeah.
And I believe in you, and I believe what you've done is for karate. And that's why I got you on the air. So let's have a great event this weekend. And everybody, for the last moment, tell people how they get in touch with you and how they would be involved as a spectator or a competitor. Jason, tell them how to be in touch with you.
Okay, well, yeah. If anybody wants to come, you guys can just do a spectator fee. If you want to come to the ceremony, which is around 6 o'clock, you don't have to pay anything. Just come on in and show your support. A lot of black belts are going to be there. We have our people from Denver, from California. Everybody's coming in from all over the place. You can go to, if you want to register for the karate tournament, we're doing online, which is eventsred.org. So if you go to eventsred.org, you can go and sign up for Jamal Nationals if you want to compete in kata, sparring. We have a 18 plus, then we have a 35 plus, a 45 plus, and a 55 plus. So anyone, any age can go out there and compete. And, if you guys have any questions, you're more than welcome to contact us. We have Facebook. Just go to Jamal Nationals on Facebook. Phone number is 281-944, and it's KICK, K-I-C-K. So 281-944-KICK. Or 281-544-5444.
I want to say something else to you. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we got to honor Gina Norris. I know you work for Chuck and Gina and Kickstart. And you and Tracy and Golly Bum, I mean, the people that were there representing Kickstart, we want to say thank you. And a big thank you to Gina, because we wanted to say thank you to her and all the work she's done for all the instructors and the kids and putting up with our heroes. Chuck Carl's all these years. But we'll be at the Jamal Nationals, and everybody come up to Houston or find out about it by calling Jason. Tell me that number again, Jason, one more time.
Okay, the number is 281-944-KICK, K-I-C-K, or 5425. So I'll say it one more time, 281-944-5425. Yeah, give us
Thank
a call
you,
if you guys
Jason.
Have any questions or you
want
to come on down.
Radio,
Doubletree Hotel. Doubletree Hotel at IH Airport.
All right, buddy. God bless you, Jason. We call
All
him
right.
J-Dog. God bless you, J-Dog. Take care, buddy.
Thanks so much,
Well,
guys.
That was
Have a good
Jason
one.
Holmes from Kickstart and the Jamal Nationals and my buddy. Literally, my one of my best friends. But, ladies and gentlemen, I've got an incredible show tonight. Dr. Lee, where you at? Reggie?
I'm right here, sir. How you doing today?
Okay, we're gonna introduce what we're going to do, and then we'll introduce the people individually. Now, we're going to be doing a show tonight on what we've been talking about for the past 3 months called Set VR the App. But tonight we're going to get kind of intricate about how, when, where, and how they get involved with it. But to introduce the people involved, I've got to introduce the man that's been on the air with me for the past 3 months. Okay, first of all, he's not just someone that says DR for his name or PhD. He's a real medical doctor. Reggie, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good. How you doing tonight?
Good, good. Now, let me formally introduce you. You trained with a great man who's gone now, his name's Rick Wigginton, but his lineage goes back to people like Ronald Duncan, the great jiu-jitsu practitioner back in the day. Now, together with some other people we're going to introduce, you guys invented what they call SetVR.app. Now, this is an enhancement tool to make you better than what you are in martial arts. But now, you've got the sport quite a museum involved in the history, and we're going to call it the History Portals, or the hologram experience, whatever you call it. The bottom line is we've got the inventors and the developers and the marketing team on the air. So let's do one at a time. Marie, are you there?
I sure am. How are you doing
Hey,
tonight,
how
guys?
Are you, Marie?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show. Is that good-looking husband next to you?
I think so.
Well, I don't
hey,
know
Rick,
that's
where you
looking,
at, buddy?
I'm here.
Hey, Rick.
Professor Gary,
how
are
you
this evening,
Rick?
Sir?
Good evening.
You know, man,
well,
another day in paradise.
Well, I appreciate you taking time from your busy job to be on the air for an hour. Now, I'm going down the line. Vince, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Vince. Welcome to live radio. Don't be nervous, okay? You're going to be
Thank
able to
you.
Some
Not
questions
nervous. I promise.
There you go. Jay, are you there?
Hey. Hey, Gary.
Hey,
Good to hear
Jay.
Your voice again.
My old buddy, the one that got me all set up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to explain what SetVR is, and then we're going to explain to you the platform that SetVR can actually be experienced right now, either through your computer on Google. You can type in SetVR.app, or we're going to explain the Oculus Quest 2 platform. But, Reggie, tell everybody exactly what SetVR is.
Yes, SetVR stands for Self-Defense Enhancement Training in Virtual Reality. It's a tool for one to continue to practice their skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want, on a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will appear and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The goal of SetVR is to develop a reflex response to an attack or a threat to neutralize without hesitation. And since you always speak about metaphors, I'll give you a metaphor. If you place your hand on a hot stove, as you know, you place your hand on a hot stove, you wouldn't think about what to do next. You would remove your hand from the hot stove, and that's what we're trying to do, is develop a reflex response when you're brought into a situation of attack or a threat to react without hesitation. And we also have a program, which is interesting, is to have you practice your movements in regards to, as you know, the three basic movements of self-defense is linear, angular, and circular movements. Give you another metaphor. Say that if a car or a freight train was coming towards you, you wouldn't stand there in front of a freight train and try to catch it. You would probably move without hesitation to avoid the attack, to avoid a speeding train, to avoid a car, and to neutralize by just avoiding the attack or avoiding or moving away or placing you in an opportunistic position for neutralization. So that is the goal of Set VR. So I would like Mr. Rich Shanahan, my other partner, to maybe echo what I've just said about what we're trying to do with Set VR. Mr. Rich Shanahan, please.
Well, Dr. Lee, there's not much more I can add to it. You know, as you stated that, we try to build responses, and you use the analogy of a freight train or a car coming at you. You know, in the beginning, we learned to move very long so that as we evolve, we can learn to move short. Using the freight train analogy, if you're standing on the tracks and the train is coming, you can run across the field and stand on the hill and watch it go by, or you can step off the track and watch the train go by. Right? Very simple analogy. So through the use of the virtual platform and repetition, you start to develop that skill level and enhance yourself to the point where at one point where you're in the beginning moving maybe a foot, 2 feet, 18 inches, you can cut that down to moving an inch or two through repetitive training and developing that major muscle memory and that non-programmed response that Dr. Lee was talking about, that subconscious reaction to action.
Well said, sir. Well said. Maurice Shanahan,
let me tell you what's exciting. I've got recently, I got people like Mike Dillard and Cesar Perkowski and golly, a handful of people that you probably never know or recently you know who they are. But these people are getting excited. People like Roy Kerbin, Judge Roy Kerbin. Now, these people would never put on a headset or never go to a computer and type in something that deals with a game. But I've actually got on the phone and got these gentlemen to go and type it in, like on Google. You can go to Google and type in SETVR.app, and you can see the demo. Now, here's the exciting part. Now I want to talk exactly to Vince and Day because they developed the village, and that village is like taking the replica village of what they did in that movie The Last Samurai, you know, to make a village where you can walk in and face the samurai and eventually go to the portals. Now that's exciting to people who don't even know what virtual reality is. Now virtual reality has been around a long time, Reggie, as you know. But the concept of what Rick, Shanahan, and Vince, and Day, and you guys have done is really incredible. And the potential is amazing. Now, Marie, I'm going to put you on the air a little bit. I want you to talk about the potential of what this can do as far as the market, as far as helping people enhance their training.
Well, I don't know if I'm the right one to speak on that. I think Rich would be better, but I'll throw my 2 cents in because I have a
question. Well, you're smarter than all of us put together, Marie.
You keep saying that, Garen. It makes me worried. Yeah. No. Listen,
okay.
The thing is that a program or an app such as ours actually encourages you to better yourself, because it's human nature to be competitive, correct? And
yes, ma'am.
What better competitor can you have than your own self? And I can tell you from personal experience that this app of ours has actually helped me to build up my physical stamina. As I had shared with you in a couple of phone calls, I have some physical problems as well. And I've discovered through virtual reality that if I use, let's say, physical fitness type programs in my daily life, I began to notice that I started being less tired, believe it or not. I was experiencing less fatigue. I was just becoming even more mentally clearer, you know, sharper. I didn't feel like just fuzzed out all the time because of pain or lack of oxygen, whatever. But SetDR is special because you can use it as a game if you so desire, or, as I said, you can use it to better your own self. You can build up your muscle strength. You can build up your muscle memory. It's just amazing what it can do.
And now we've added the educational tool to teach people about the history, and that makes three different things. It's fun, it's educational, and it's a workout. Now, with that said, I want to ask Vince and Dave something you guys answered together. How hard is it to develop, like, the, you know, the village and the concept of having a hologram attack you? How hard is that doing that, guys? Was that really hard to put together?
Yeah, Gary, essentially it is pretty hard. We've been working on SetVR now for a little bit over a year, and the history portal by itself probably took like 2 to 3 months to develop. And then, yeah, wow. I'd just like to honestly thank you for like your input on the history portal, and Marie and Reggie for just giving like some design to the overall village. And then on the Deviancy end, we do have like, you know, a programming team, a design team, an art team. It takes a lot of people to make something like that, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, AJ, I know you put the headset on, and you're probably one of the hardest guys to invent to do anything. You put the headset on, and you were hooked. You got a question to ask these inventors and these people that invented it?
Well, I think it's a great training aid, not only you know, for adults, but children. And children, you know, if adults have fun with it, I guarantee you children are going to have fun with it. And I just think it's a great training aid.
Well, I think to have an old like you to put it on and love it, I think it's a big deal. Now, Dean, are you there? Dean? Animal.
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Have you put on the headset yet?
No, I have not put on any headset.
Okay.
No.
Listen to this thing, because this is an important part of this show. Now, the platform to use the SetVR.app is called the Oculus Quest 2. Now, this is a headset. Let me explain to you guys a little bit so you understand. When it first came out, virtual reality, it was very expensive, wasn't it, Reggie? I think it was like $5,000 just for the headset.
And yeah, I think it was up to $9,000, I think.
Okay,
$9,000.
I was off
yeah.
$4,000. Okay.
Yeah.
But you had to have a high-end PC. And you had to have that really expensive headset. But through the years, and through Oculus, and even though it's done through Facebook, whatever, the bottom line is you got people, John Carmack and Bob now, created Quake and Doom, and you got the headset now. You can buy it $299 for, I think it's 64 gigs, and then $399 for more gigabytes. Now, the secret, we're going to tell you on this show to purchase the one that's $100 more, because it'll give you more space. Because the games nowadays, I believe, and Marie, help me on this, they're more powerful. They got more, I guess, gunk. So it takes more gigabytes. Is that correct, Vince?
Yeah, that's definitely correct. I'd say that the 64 gig could probably hold about 100 games, whereas the 256 gig could probably hold definitely more than like 300 games, just depending on the size of the game.
Yeah, because what's the average size of a game nowadays? 3-4 gigs?
Yeah, I'd say for an Oculus game, you're floating around 1 gig. If it's like a really nice Oculus game, maybe around, like you said, 3-4 gigs.
What is the projection of, say, in 2022, when we've really upped up SetVR the app, how many gigs is it going to have?
Yeah, so essentially in 2022, yep.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
So in 2022, what we plan to do is to expand the content that we currently have. So we have warm-ups right now, and then there's a practice mode where you can practice against specific movesets. And we also have yoga and meditation cool downs. So as we get into later 2021 and 2022, we hope to expand the content available and also the moves that's available to practice against.
So if, okay, Reggie, Vince, I'm not Vince, I'm sorry, Day or Marie, when they want to purchase a headset, they go through Facebook to do it? How they purchase the headset?
No.
Yeah, actually, so I definitely...
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. You go to Oculus.
You can go ahead, Marie.
That's okay. You go to your computer, and you go to Oculus.com. That is the best way, actually, to buy the Oculus Quest. You can also buy it through the big chain stores, but you will pay more. And personally, I don't think you'll get the recovery service as well as you would if you bought it straight through Oculus. Because let's face it, sometimes things can go wrong. I'm not saying they will or they do, but they can go wrong. And if they do, Oculus, trust me in this, they are right there for you, right there. You buy through a big chain store, well, anything can happen. So Rick and I definitely highly recommend that if you do buy one, you get it right through the Oculus website.
Well, you know what happened? We did the big event in Greenville in November, and then every kid on every block got an Oscar Quest 2 for Christmas, and it went crazy. Students of instructors were getting it, and instructors were calling and saying, Gary, tell me about Oscar's Quest, because they were being educated. They didn't realize how powerful the platform is. Now, the first time I did virtual reality, guys, I was pushed out of a plane at 30,000 feet. It scared the crap out of me. And then the second time, they put me in a fight between the British Redcoats and the Patriots in the woods. Bullets were flying over my head. I was going, man, how do I get the museum involved? How do I get the history involved? How do I get the people involved that care about what we did with sport karate? Well, God gave me SetVR.app. Now, for people who are listening to this for the first time, you can go to Google. That's right, the platform of Google. And just type in SETVR.app. And you can see the actual demo and what's going to happen in the future. Now, I don't care which one of you guys talk, but tell me, what is the future of SetVR.app besides the history journal portals? Anything else going on? Tell me about the yoga program and the cool down program a little bit. Somebody, tell me about that.
Vince, Day, please.
So essentially what we have in the application right now as cool downs is yoga. Right now we have an experience where we'll take you through a nice yoga flow to help you get stretched out after you practice, fight, or warm up with the application. And then we also have a virtual meditation scene, which will take you to an outdoor lake area where you'll be guided through a meditation. So, yeah, as we get into the year, we hope to add to the yoga experiences, expand the content there, and also expand the different guided meditations and scenes that you can explore. Also, we have warm-ups related to striking, dodging, stretching, and practicing with a virtual dummy. So all of those warm-ups will help get you prepared in order to practice and fight. And, again, we do hope to expand that content too.
Wow, cool. Well, guys, listen to me. Don't go anywhere. I've got to do a few minutes of advertising and pumping the Wolverine. But we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk more about SetVR.app. So, guys, please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, okay? Okay, I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir. We'll
good.
Be here.
Thank you. Okay.
We'll be here.
We've come up with a new idea that we're at another segment besides the other segment we do, and I'll introduce that in a minute. It's called The Six, and that is six different people with six different opinions talking about one topic. Now, I've got some of the people on the air with me tonight that are going to be part of The Six, and I'm going to introduce them. First of all, I'd like to introduce, because of courtesy, the woman of the six. I'm talking about Karen Slatcher. Are you there?
I am here.
Hey,
hello.
You know why I picked you, Karen? I'm very blunt, because you don't take any crap from anybody. How you doing?
I'm not in the crap business, that's for sure.
But you are in the kung fu business and the goju business.
I sure
business.
Am.
And
that's right.
You trained with one of the great, well, you were associated and friends with one of the great, great, great karate people of America who was named Peter Urban. Now, you did something really cool for me a few years ago. You actually gave me the suitcase that Peter carried around with him. And I've got his, golly bum, his original family tree and his script to the dojo. You gave me a bunch of cool stuff. Now,
yeah,
you
I did.
Also were a top-rated competitor. What was it? The PKL, correct?
Yeah. I was a nationally rated senior forms in fighting. I was the number one woman for 3 years.
Yes. And now, how do you feel about the six? Isn't that going to be pretty cool having a
Oh,
opinion?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Well, we're going to debut it next week. And but I want to introduce people to who you are and that why I chose you, because I've got a lot of cool women in my life.
Yes, you do.
But you are special to me, Karen, because you've always supported the museum, and you don't take any crap from anybody. So God bless you, and welcome to the six. Okay?
Well,
enjoy
I'm honored.
Ceremony.
Thank
well,
you
God
very
bless
much.
You. You're welcome. Now, another part of the six, I hope he got on the air. D.E. Chambers, are you there? D.E.? I guess D.E. But D.E. is the president of the AOK, the largest sport karate association in Texas, and he'll have his opinion also. Dr. John Williams, did you get on the air with us? I've got to teach these guys about commitment. The other person.
I'm here. Did you holler for me last?
Wait, Dean. I'll get you in a minute, buddy. Okay.
Okay.
And Dr. John Williams is a recent member of the museum, and he's also a Midwest karate champion, but he's doing television now, so I guess that's his excuse. So that's Karen, Dr. Williams, and Dee Chambers. Now, to make up the other part of the six and the controversial topics that we'll talk about is A.J. Perry, my co-host. Now, the reason why I chose A.J. because he's a Tang Soo Do master. I'm not talking about someone that says they do Tang Soo Do. He actually knows the history. A.J., how you doing, buddy?
Good. Doing good.
How do you feel about being part of the six? Pretty cool, huh?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, be different opinions, and we'll solve some of the world's martial art problems.
There we go. Well, welcome to the six, and you. Later on I'm going to use the numbers of some of these people and need to call them and make sure they understand that we're not a bunch of normal flat belt and karate guys on a live radio show. Now, to make up another part of this sex is the one and only, we call him the Wolverine, America's Sheepdog, the guy that hollers at me all the time, and I allow it, Dean Piles. Dean, where you at, buddy?
Right here, sir.
How do you feel about being part of the six and giving your opinion?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I don't mind. People probably don't want my opinion, but I'll give it, you know.
Well, that's the reason why we made 3 minutes with the Wolverine, so you can
right.
rant and rave a little bit. Now, with that said, tonight's topic with 3 minutes with Wolverine is physical fitness. Now, you know, you brought it up a lot, but these guys who claim to be Supreme Grandmasters or whatever, and they get out there and they look like whatever. I'm gonna let the Wolverine talk about it. 3 minutes with the Wolverine. physical fitness as being a master black belt? Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, it's one thing to represent the martial arts. If you're going to represent the martial arts, what is one of the things you think about? Well, everybody thinks about, let's have good skills. Let me go into my soundproof office here. But everybody wants to say, let me have good skills. Now, if you're going to have good skill set, are your skills going to be as sharp if you're out of shape, overweight, you know, carrying that extra weight where you can't function properly, you lose speed, you lose power, you lose stamina. And not just that, let's think about this. When I went in to first learn martial arts and I went to Master Kim, first thing I thought was I saw him doing a kata with no shirt on. I was like, man, he's got some muscle, you know. Then Joe Lewis walks in, you know, and then you look at Joe Lewis and what, you know, how he looked and the muscle mass he carried, you know, and you're thinking, okay, now, do I want to go and take martial arts class from, you know, this, like this guy that was running his mouth up at one of the tournaments up north? He was as round as he was tall, and he had an opinion about everybody. Well, your kick's not this, your loose is not that. I'm like, let me see you pick your foot up off of the floor. Let me see you do a side kick. Then he tells me, I'm judging. Oh, I'm just, if you're going to be talking about how somebody's side kick could look, then we need to get that down. And side kicks is another story. We'll get into that later. But anyway, you know, if you're going to be standing at the head of a school, physical fitness should be the first priority. You should show each and every one of your students that you care and respect martial arts enough to be in shape. Samurais didn't go out in public unkempt and unclean. Their hair was done. They were shaven. They were clean, you know, because they wanted to represent well. They would not go out unphysique. That's why in the military, you are in your uniform, you work out, your body, your presentation, the way you look speaks to the people you compete against. So when you walk up and you're in shape, that speaks to the people you compete against. It speaks to the crowd that you are not only, that you not only love martial arts, but you are dedicated to it enough and you respect it enough to make sure that you are in shape when you step out on that mat and represent your instructors and their style and their system that they have put work into teaching you, you know. And that's why, you know, it's very important that you do that. Plus, it helps your health. And I understand that things come up in life, you know, that will cause you maybe not to be able to work out. But, you know, I always pick at Alan Kelly, my brother, and I say, I got my Alan Kellys on, my knee braces, my elbow braces. But look at that. He works out like a beast. You see him at your belt rank exam. When he did his belt rank exam, his knee come out of socket, but that dude was physically fit. He popped his knee back into place. Everybody heard it, saw it, and continued on. That gave him kudos, respect for everybody, because that showed that he's a warrior inside and outside. And he was dedicated. He was in shape. And the Kempo guy that come down that tested for his black belt, or that was going up for his, like, fifth dance, that dude was ripped to shreds, in shape. That is respect for your style, for martial arts, for everybody that comes before you and will come after you. You look at the old pictures of the grandmasters and the masters, you're not going to see people that are out of shape. They're going to be in shape. Yeah, things are going to happen where you might not can work out and you might get out of shape. At least do what you can to teach your students that they should try to work as hard as they can to be in some kind of shape. Because let me tell you something. I don't care how good you can shoot a rifle. The reason the military runs is because if you're in a firefight with a firearm and you have to run or move out real quick and then you stop and start shooting, if you're out of shape and you're breathing hard, then guess what? Your shot pattern is off. You're missing your target. If you're fighting and you're out of shape, you can't hang in the game. And no matter how good your skills are, if you can't breathe, you can't fight. So your cardiovascular, that gas tank, makes a huge, huge difference. So that's my rant with Wolverine. You should work out, stay in shape, lead from the front, show your people that you respect yourself, your style, and the martial arts enough to present the martial arts well and that you're in shape and that you look good and people realize this person is wanting to represent at the highest level. And that's all I want is to see people represent at the highest level And I'm sure Mr. Perry and some of the other people have been in competitions where some judge is critiquing them and telling them about their skill set when they couldn't even perform a side kick or anything or breathe long enough to do a two-minute-long kata or a three-minute-long kata. Or
well, you know what, Wolverine, I want to say something to you, buddy. You're not only a role model, but you're in shape. And I've been around you for a long time. Well, let me tell the listeners, Mr. Lewis, God bless him, rest in peace, he called me and he said, Gary, I want you to take care of somebody for me. This is years ago. And I said, okay, sir. And he told me, Dean Piles. And, of course, I didn't really know who you were. And I found out, and of course, we've gone so close these past few years. And I'm so proud of you, Dean, to be the role model for people. Now, while I got you in the air, and I don't want you to give me a long speech, but tell me about the Coward. You're doing something very special, got some very special friends of ours involved in the martial arts like Dan Severin and Ernest Catman Miller and A.J. Perry and a lot of cool people, man. Tell me about the Coward.
Bob Boglin, Alex Kelly, Bruce Piles, Audrey Warwick, Alex Piles, Holly Piles, Pierre Barlow. Yeah, we got, this thing is just really going. I mean, not only that, we've added Paul Pawala and Jason Brooks to the lineup. Of course, Colonel Torres is in the lineup. But we've got part two is in pre-production. Right now, we will begin filming. Everyone will start getting, Mr. Perry and everybody will start getting a resume work email here probably within the next week. We will begin filming September 1st. Actually, we'll start back the first week or the last week of August. We'll be going ahead and getting a jump start in filming, and then we'll film all through September. We're doing great. We'll be releasing soundtrack will be released around June 7th. So we will have the soundtrack to sell, and we're already getting a lot of stuff for that. If you're in the first 100 people to order, we'll, make sure your soundtrack is signed, and we'll get those CDs out to you. So all those are coming out. We've got distribution in 168 countries already and the UK. It's doing good. God is blessing us, putting a lot of great people in our path, and it's just really pushing things forward. We're making some changes. I did a lot of, a lot of work, and sometimes when you're moving forward, that means you have to push some people out of the boat because they ain't rowing hard enough. And, that's what I've been doing today. There was people that's not rowing that's just kind of weighting me down. If I wanted an anchor and didn't want it to go anywhere, I would, be glad to have them. But since we're moving forward at a high rate of speed, now we can move forward even faster. And, so people got notified that they was, no longer with the project, but that's something that you have to do because this project has taken on a life of itself, and it means so much to so many people because it's not just letting people know about bullying and making it aware that people of any age, race, or religion can be the victim of a bully, but, it shows the effect that it has not only on that person that's being targeted, but the effect it has on their family, their friends, and even the community around them. Bullying is just like throwing a rock or a pebble in the water. It has a ripple effect, and it affects a lot of people. And we hope to really shed a light and really, really do good and do a positive thing with this movie. So we appreciate
it. Well, Dean, let me say this to you, buddy. Let me say this to you now. I know that you've got more awards than anybody. I mean, you've been recognized for incredible things. But like I told you earlier, I only support the John Paul Mitchell National Karate Hall of Fame, and now I support Mr. John Terry's United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and we've nominated you through the museum to be inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Now, I know you belong to the Hall of Fame, but again, I'm going to tell you, buddy, anything with the United States in front of it is powerful. So congratulations. I want to make sure
that
people on the air.
Great honor. I appreciate the nomination.
You deserve it. And by the way, I was calling him, but is D on yet?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna hit you in the head with a 2x4 on the phone because I told you to call in 10 minutes before we go live. Where you been, man?
I was doing a rank test.
Good excuse. Now, you're the president of the Amateur Organization of Karate, the oldest sport karate organization in Texas. Now, how long have you been the president, D?
Well, I've been the president twice. This is my fourth year. Third year going to
well,
be fourth year.
I chose you and, you know, Karen and Dean and AJ and Dr. Williams to be part of something very special. It's called The Six. And we're going to be talking about topics, you know, and give your opinion on one topic, controversial topics, and we're actually going to introduce this next week. But now, you've been in karate a long time. I remember judging you as an orange belt for you winning a underbelt world championship in the NBL, or what was called the Sport Karate International. Do you remember that back in the day?
I do remember that, sir. Yes, sir, I do. You brought me all
and
the way through.
You know what? Another thing I'm going to brag about you. It took me 17 years to win the Golden Greek, but you won 8, I believe. 7 or 8. How many of you won? Are you lost count?
I don't know if it's that many, but I have enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, maybe too many, but I know you won at least 6. And I mean, I remember, golly bum, I lost to Greek by 2 or 3 points back in the days after Greek passed away. 81 to 89, I lost it by 2 or 3 points to people like Colbert Black, Richard Cesaris, and golly bum Chuck Timmons. But then 17 years later, Wade Kirkpatrick and I went after it, and I was lucky enough that the AOK, you know, recognized that. But the Golden Greek is the MVP of Texas. If you get the Golden Greek and you're awarded the Golden Greek, it pretty much says that you are the best guy in kata, you know, in fighting and weapons. And D, you're really an amazing guy. Not only that you've won it that many times, you're now the president of that organization. Now, the Six is going to be a fun time, and we're going to introduce it next week. And he can't be late. You can't have a rank test on Tuesday night. You have to be here.
I'll make sure that I don't set any more rank tests on Tuesday, sir.
Well, it's okay. Your opinion is important because the one thing I really wanted you to bring to the table is your corporate attitude. Now, I said that with respect, but weren't you involved with banking before you got involved with karate full-time?
That is true.
So you are a corporate suit then. Now, what's funny is that AJ, my co-host, he's a Yankee, but he's a cool guy. But Dean is going to tear you a new T-shirt, okay, because he loves to hit opinions. So are you ready for the Six?
I am ready. I got 3 pockets full of weapons.
There you go. Well,
I'm waiting for you to say go.
In the head with the 2x4 again. Have you gone to your computer and typed in STTBR.app?
Well, I've had 3 rank tests back to back. That's all I've been focusing on lately. But I'm now finished. Promise me,
because I know you're a man of your word. When you get in front of your computer, you type in STTBR.app. Please, so you see what
I'm
excited about. There you go, buddy. I'll see you next week on the 6th, okay, honey? I didn't mean to call you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, D. Ladies and gentlemen, that's David Chambers, the president of the Amateur Organization of Karate, and he's part of the 6th. Now, we're missing Dr. Williams. Did you get the call in yet? He's too busy getting famous on his television show. But Dr. Williams is the only person I didn't get to introduce on the sec, which is going to be a segment. But, you know, 3 minutes of the Wolverine, the segment called The Six, that's what this show's about. This show's about talking about things you wouldn't normally talk about. So with that said, Reggie, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with a couple of names, and you can talk about them. Or, you know, I want Rick's opinion, too, because I'm going to throw a name at you that we both admired. He's gone now, but he's a big influential into Rick's life and your life. I'm talking about Rick Wigginton. Talk about him for a moment.
Rick Wigginton, my sensei, amazing, very talented, brilliant. He was knew his history of martial arts. He had almost like a photographic memory. He knew his martial arts, and he was very skillful. And to me, he basically learned many things in martial arts, and he even knew the Chinese martial arts as well, which kind of impressed me because I didn't know he knew that. So he was very impressive in that. So basically, he kind of blended a lot of systems together, and he presented almost like a hybrid. And basically, he presented at the easiest level so you can understand martial arts and made it very, very simple for us to understand. So he was amazing in what he did. So I was very blessed to be under his guidance.
Now, Rick, who is also one of the inventors of SetVR, the app, he was influenced by Rick Wigginton, too. Rick, you want to say something about your old sensei?
Well, I spent over 40 years with Mr. Wigginton. The man was absolutely phenomenal. You know, when I first met him, he was teaching the very, very old systems of martial arts, Kendai Gakko Kenpo, Aikijitsu, Kobujitsu, Shinobi no Jitsu. And then he evolved. He started to break it down to the point where we graduated into what was more referred to as defensive tactics principles, where instead of teaching technique, he would teach a matter of the principles and ingrain them into you in a matter of hours, and the technique would develop afterwards. You know, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of some of Mr. Wigginton's accomplishments, but, you know, he helped to train some of the presidential bodyguards back in the Reagan era after Mr. Reagan was shot. He worked with the U.S. Border Patrol. He and I worked with U.S. Secret Service, with various Special Forces operative teams, INS, various municipal law enforcement, and governmental agencies. The man was just absolutely phenomenal. You know, he was a prodigy in part of Professor Duncan. And with both of them having Marine Corps military backgrounds, Mr. Wigginton being Special Forces, you know, they took the real-life experience along with the martial principles and tactics, and they instilled them into people in a way that if you learned it today, you could use it today. The more you practice it, the better you became. But if you spend a matter of hours with them, they could draw things out of you that you never thought you were capable of. And, you know, through the years, and Mr. Wigginton was the best man at my wedding, and he said it in a toast, which I don't think I could ever say better. He said, you know, when I was younger, I was like his son. As I became older, I was like his brother. And when he passed, he chose for me to be his successor and to be the keeper of his system.
Well, a few years ago when you came to the Legends, you presented the museum a belt. Tell me about that, Rick, what you did. What was that about?
Well, that belt was his Hanchi belt. That was given from him or to him from Professor Duncan. And before my time, Rick passed that on to a gentleman by the name of Cary Rosenau. When Mr. Wigginton wanted to pay tribute to the museum and to Professor Duncan after his passing, he contacted Mr. Rosenau and arranged to have the belt returned. and had it placed on a plaque and dedicated it to the museum in the memory of Professor Duncan with the history that went along with it.
Cool. Now, tell me about one of the controversial groups. Do you know about Murderers Row? Wasn't Ronald Duncan a part of that?
Well, Murderers Row was the group that used to train back at 519 Court Street with Professor Duncan. Murderers Row was kind of a name that Mr. Wigginton coined for the group that was there. There's a lot of stories and a lot of legends that came out of Court Street with Mr. Duncan. I think the best person or people to talk on that would be Mr. Duncan's son, either, you know, Ron Duncan Jr. or Greg Duncan. They could give you a much more accurate account of the things that went on in those days than I could because
sure.
they were there.
Well, isn't that crazy? Even someone like, I mean, I'm a, you know, I was just a karate animal, sport karate guy. But I remember hearing about Murderers Row. When I received that belt a few years ago from you guys, I was overwhelmed, Rick, because I knew the history. I know the history. And for you to do that and, you know, respect the museum and the work we've done for 30 years to bless us with that, I was overwhelmed. And I want to say to you, my listeners, and to the team that are listening, that I'm very honored to be part of StepVR.app and the vision that you guys have had, and let me be a part of it. So I want to say thank you, Marie. Thank you, Vince. Thank you, Day, and especially thank you to Rick and to Reggie, Mr. or Dr. Lee, because I've really enjoyed these past 3 months of introducing SetVR to the world, and I realize that it's just on the threshold. So with that said, Reggie, tell everybody again how they can check out SetVR.app.
Yes, just get on our website, type in setvr.app, setvr.app. It stands for Self-Defense Enhancement Training in Virtual Reality. And it'll give you a description of what we have. You'll be able to contact the programmers, the developers through that. You'll see the history of demo portal with Professor Garley as the Wisdom Warrior. We're super excited about the program. And just to make a comment in regards to our program, I had our program on one of the military and police officers who I know who had an application on, and he was using it. And he said that it reminded him of a simulation program when he went to training. It's like basically it's a simulation program that is portable, that instead of going to the location, he could carry it with him in a knapsack and carry it to anywhere he wanted to, and to continue the practice of skills of self-defense. So we believe that we're at the cutting edge of the program. We're at the tip of the iceberg, and we're proud of I'm proud of our partners, and I'm proud of our developers for getting us here at this point.
Well, with that said, let's leave everybody with a vision of maybe the future. Okay, you imagine that you're in the village and you're getting smarter and smarter, and Vince and Day and Dr. Lee and Rick have created questions like, who is Chuck Norris? Who is Jean LaBelle? What is the difference of Kung Fu and Gung Fu? What is the difference of Taekwondo and Taekwondo? You're going to get smarter and smarter and smarter in the village. Eventually you work out into the forest, and there'll be the tigers and the cobras and the waterfalls and the virtual reality. It'll be beautiful, and the hologram will appear, and you'll have to defeat it, and you will. And the Wisdom Warrior will come and say, okay, Marie, are you educated? And Marie will say, of course I am. She answered all the questions. She got all the answers. She's gotten smarter about karate in America. But the Wisdom Warrior will look at her and say, Marie, I'm sorry. You have to go back. And Marie has to go back to the village and through the forest. And she gets smarter and smarter and smarter. This time the hologram appears in the forest like a samurai with a katana or a Wakasashi and a Tanto, a knife, and you have to defeat it with Okinawa weapons. Nunchuck, bow, sai, kama, whatever. You're learning the difference between Japanese weapons and Okinawa weapons. You're getting smarter. And then the wisdom warrior appears again. Marie, are you educated? This time she is. The wisdom warrior will take her hand to the golden gate, which will be glowing. He'll lead her through the gate, and there will be the portals. Alan Steen, Mike Stone, Patrick McCarthy, Rick Wigley, rest in peace. Jim Harrison, rest in peace. There'll be people there that you've always thought you knew about, but their portals will tell you from point A to point B. You're going to be educated, you're going to have fun, and you're going to enhance your training with SetVR.app. Now, that is something to think about that we can make happen because history is important. And SetVR.app is giving the platform to do that. Now, if you want to know more about it, go to YouTube and type in, Reggie, help me, how do you spell Oscar?
O-C-U-L-U-S, Oculus. Oculus.
Well, Q-U-E-S-T. Yes. Two, and you'll see the headset and the platform of some of the games. But go to Google and type in SETVR.app and see what the world of martial arts is getting excited about. And you're going to be a part of an amazing journey. And I want to thank Marie, Rich Shanahan, and Vince and Day and Dr. Lee and my co-host, AJ and Dean, and God bless you, David Chambers, even though you're the president of the Texas organization. And I forgive you, Dr. Wiz, for not being on the air because I know you're busy. And I love you, Karen Slasher. Thank you guys for being on the air tonight. And as we always say, and we'll see you next week, mahalo, aloha. We'll see you guys. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night, guys.
Good night, Professor.
Good night, Professor.
Good night.
Good night, sir.